Hi. Today on NLP Secrets, I'm going to be teaching something a little different. I had a client, asked me about one of the most underutilized and misunderstood NLP techniques, and I call it fast time, slow time, and the zone exercise. It has to do with your internal clock. And again, I'm Dr. Will Horton of NFNLP, and today I want to be talking about this. And it's come up a couple other times recently in my life coaching course that I'm running some people through my life coaching course. You know, how to develop your own life trajectory, if you will. And I'll tell you a little bit about my life coaching course at the end of this, but let's talk about the fast time, slow time experience and how to use this to your advantage. And this is not to be confused with timeline or timeline techniques or any of that where people can, you know, how your brain uses time in that way. This is about your internal clock. How do you use your internal clock to help you get things that you need or want? Now, most of us do not have the cognizant ability to change our internal clock. It just kind of does what it does. Sometimes time flies, sometimes time goes slow. You ever had an experience where time flies? Maybe you're at a party, maybe you're at an event, maybe you're in a really cool seminar or class or a movie, and time is just going like that. And then we've had the experience where time drags. You know, you keep looking at your watch going, oh, this day, will this day ever end? You know, it's not unusual that we hear this kind of thing, that we have these experiences. So why don't we use these? Why don't we use these and break them down, right? Chunk them into small enough bits of information so we can use them how we want. I first really became cognizant of this many, many years ago. And I was watching Michael Jordan be interviewed. And he talked about when his game was on, when he was really on, he had six speeds, everybody else had one. He had six, everybody else had one. I thought, that's interesting. He goes, yeah, everything around him was slow and he was operating fast. He knew where people were going to move, this and that. Then, of course, because I was looking for it, I trained my reticular activating system, I saw a lot of examples of this. A lot of athletes, especially in the pro football world, would talk about that third year in the league, the game would slow down. And I'm like, a lot of people wonder, what do you mean the game would slow down? The athletes are bigger, faster, and stronger than ever before, and yet they talk about that, that they're one step ahead. They know what's happening, this and that. And in fact, heard an elite person talk about when after they had a really horrible game, they go, the game got away from me. Things were happening too fast. I couldn't keep up with what was going on. And I thought, isn't this interesting? It's kind of what I was already beginning to do. And so when they were in the zone, a lot of athletes talk about being in the zone where you're fast on the inside and everything else seems to be going in slow motion. You can think, you can do this. And I know in my own life, as a performer, as a trainer, as an athlete, there's been times where I was on. I knew what you were going to do before you did it when I was competing in martial arts. When I'm training and all cylinders are firing, I'm one step ahead of the audience. It's not that they're slow, it's that I just kind of know what's going on. And of course, as an actor being on stage, I can anticipate what the actors are going to do. I can do this, I can do that. It's a wonderful state. And I've had experiences on the other side where things get away from me. Oh my God, where did the day go? I didn't get done what I needed to get done when I'm training. Or the scene gets away from me. I couldn't keep up. I lose my track of thought. So it's interesting that we have this. So why don't we use it? And there's other times you can use it. Once I started playing with this, I thought, what would happen if you go into fast time where everything's happening fast, like when you're at a party, when you're in a really good movie, a seminar, things are just, where'd the day go? What if you did that when you were on a trip, like you had to take a long drive or go get on an airplane? And I began to experiment with it, taught it to some other people. And for a drive, sometimes people say, oh my God, what if, are you going to speed? Or is things going to get away from you? No, it's just like, boom, the next thing you know, you're there. I did this, I was driving up back to Chicago from Florida, and I said, well, I'm going to try this. So I stepped into it. The next thing I know, I'm all the way in Atlanta. It's about an 11-hour drive from where I'm at. I got carried away with the radio. I'm listening to things. I had a couple of interesting phone calls as I was driving. It was a lovely drive, I guess you could say. And I said, well, I'm going to stay in this the rest of the way. And after sleeping and then getting up, I got back into that state. And the rest of the trip, just when I look back, I go, wow, that was quick. No, it was about the same amount of time as the trip I had before that, a year before, which seemed to take forever. And so then I started doing it when I'd fly. I would step into that state when I'd be at the airport and get on the plane. If I was reading a book, it was fascinating. If I had a conversation, I got carried away with it. Just time went quick. Even if I like flying to Asia, which, you know, 12 or 14 hour flights, I would sleep and it would go by quickly. Everything went quickly, which was very good for me because that's what I needed to have happen. So let's do the fast time, slow time experiment, and then we'll also install the zone, and then we'll talk about some ways that you can use this in other ways. So, of course, if you're driving, listening to the podcast of this, don't do this when you're driving or you need your consciousness. But take a deep breath and close your eyes. Now, think about a time in your life where things went fast. Maybe you were at a seminar. Maybe you were in a movie that just went really well. Maybe you were doing something where, my God, it was so much fun. And it was like, whoa, where did the time go? Where did the time go? So step into that experience. See, hear, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Really relive it. Make it vivid. Now, where in your body do you feel this fast time? I'll just keep calling it fast time. Fast time. What sounds are going on? I mean, can you hear things clearly? Can you kind of pick out different conversations or sounds or things like that? You know, is the dialogue clear? Is the music, whatever it is, is it just fast time? Everything's going great, but you're enjoying it. It's enjoyable. Now, if you start going too fast, slow it down just a little bit, like throttle it back a little bit. So you're just in a wonderful state, like a really good party. You're just on. You're having a great time. Now what I want you to do is notice your vision. Is your vision open? Can you see the peripherals very well? Are colors bright? Is there nice contrast? And again, what is the feeling? Is it hot or cold, warmer? What is it feeling? Where in your body? Is there pressure or no pressure? Do you feel light and energetic? How do you feel? Is there any smells or tastes? See it, hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Notice how your brain's operating quickly. You're having a great time. Ad libs are fast if that's what you're doing. It's great. Now what I want you to do is let a color pop in your mind that represents fast time. Let that color pop in your mind, fast time. Now bathe yourself in that color. And know that starting now and for the rest of your life, all you have to do is bathe yourself in this color and you'll be in fast time. Things will be fascinating. You'll have a great time. Things will go wonderful. Good. Now open your eyes. Now that's fast time. Maybe you want to add another anchor, like pull on your ear, rub your hands, do whatever you need to do. Okay, sign, fist, whatever it is. So now you have fast time. Try that. When I talked to somebody, they did it when they had to deal with family members, like at holidays, that they really didn't want to do. So now what I want you to do is think about slow time. So close your eyes and think about a time or time drag. Maybe a bad seminar, class you took, what's going on? You know, you keep looking at your watch. Day has to be over. No, it's not. Just going slow. Right? Now step into that experience. See, hear, and feel it. And again, don't do this when you're sick or in pain. Just a day where time drag. And step into that. See it, hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Now what I want you to do is let a color pop in your mind that represents slow time. Things are dragging. Great. Now open your eyes. Now you may want to think about a time where you want things to slow down. I don't know. We could play with it. Now, so you have fast time, you have slow time. Now let's talk about some experiences that happen. If you ever talk to somebody when they say they're overwhelmed, things are overwhelmed. Life is coming at them too fast. What's that mean? Well, that usually means you're slow on the inside and everything on the outside is operating too fast. It's like if you're an athlete, talk, the game got away from me, I couldn't keep up, or the whatever it was, and we've all had that, where things you can't keep up. You're slow on the inside, you're reacting slow, you're a step behind. Oh my God, you're overwhelmed. I was doing my client in my life coaching, and that's what would happen to her. And so we began to play with the fast time, slow time. So when Gail gave me an email about the experience, I go, oh yeah, I've been meaning to reteach this and do a YouTube video on it. So here we go in a podcast. So thank you, Gail. And thank you to my clients in the life coaching course, because I get to practice all these techniques on people that know what I'm doing. So I have to take my skill to the next level. So, because I have a tendency to get master trainers and hypnotists, psychologists, social workers, people that are really into this. So I have to up my game. So, you know, that's what being overwhelmed is things are coming at you too fast. So you might want to play with. So let's do the zone. Let's just do the zone. If you've ever had it, like teaching or performing or sports, wherever it was, you were in the zone. You have that. So your brain kind of knows what it's like. Now we're going to enter into it artificially so it becomes replicatable. So close your eyes and bathe yourself on the inside with your fast time color, fast time color. So you're fast on the inside and make it just like it just passed your skin. So fast, fast, fast. Especially your brain's fast. Your vision's open. You can see all the things. You can hear things. You're fast, fast, fast. But now, interestingly, paint the outside of away from you a little bit in slow time. So your people you're dealing with, clients or students, whatever it is, they're moving in slow time, but you're in fast time. So you're one step ahead. Your brain's operating. You're good. You're boom. So give yourself an anchor or a trigger to be fast on the inside, slow on the outside. We'll call it the zone. I use an okay sign and a fist. Okay. And let the colors mix and match however they're going to do it for you. And then as you're doing that, if you have an experience recently where you were in the zone, kind of line that up with this and make sure it's just like that, where you're fast on the inside, slow on the outside, you're in control. Good. Now open your eyes. So you have times you want to be fast, you have times you want to be slow. And what about the zone, right? And this is one you can begin to experiment with. Everyone is different. I had a client, another one in the life coaching course, who talked about when they would get out of kilter, out of sorts. You hear that a lot. I'm out of sorts. And one of the things that it might be is their internal time clock gets messed up. You know, they can't control time, whether it's at work or whether it's with the family. It's like things get away from me. Things get away from me. And that's common to hear people say. So this person was in my life coaching course. They want to be an NLP life coach. And I said, well, first you got to go through my life coaching course. I'm not going to teach you how to do it until you experience it. And then I'll show you the steps. And so we did a few exercises. And then we started playing with this time thing. And I put him in trance. And we began to play with time, where he was fast enough on the inside to keep track of things. And he let the other things just sort out the best way they should. And he trusted his superconscious and subconscious mind to organize it so he could handle the workflow. It really happened to him a lot at work. And so we did this. And when we debriefed afterwards, he said what happened was it was like the ohm sign, the sideways eight. He goes, suddenly everything began to go like this, where everything would flow the way that it should, and he would be in the middle with this state that his subconscious designed, and he called it his flow workflow state. I'm like, okay. And follow up a couple weeks later, while he was still in the process, and it was working great for him. So he would do this in his mind, and then he could handle the workflow. So maybe there's times, like I said, traveling or doing things. I think I'm driving to Boston this year to the NGH. So I'm going to step into the combination of zone fast time because you know, it's about 1,600 miles, give or take. What do you have, a new truck? I love my truck. I got some audio books and some audio programs I want to re-listen to and one I really haven't listened to, Journey of Souls, in a long time, and a few other things. So I'm going to have a good time driving up. So I'm going to put myself in there as I'm leaving. And so maybe if you work with clients, you want to step into the zone. Maybe if you're doing a presentation, try artificially entering into the zone instead of it just happening happenstance. Because when you look at elite performers, let's use sports as an analogy, the difference between the elite and everyone else is the ability to be in the zone at will. Same with the elite trainers. They can step into the zone at will. And so that's what I want you to do. And so I'd like to thank you for joining me and experiment with this. Have some fun with it. And again, when you chunk it down into small enough chunks, you can begin to replicate it, move things around, and give yourself more control. And to me, that's one of the things we do in the NLP life coaching course, is teach people these, how their brain works, how to chunk information, how to move things around. And so that's what we do. So I'd like to thank you for joining me. If you have questions, shoot me an email, give me a call. I'm easy to get a hold of. And I'd look forward to talking to you. If you have any specific NLP technique or hypnotic technique you would like more information on, I would be happy to share that with you in one of my Secrets of NLP series, which will pop up periodically. No schedules. When I get a question, I'm going to do it. So I'd like to thank you. And again, I'm Dr. Will Horton. You can contact me at www.nfnlp.com or shoot me an email. And the information's there on the site, or drwillhorton.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. I'm also working on the addiction program, the Live Free Training, which is the world's first only online substance abuse recovery program that uses NLP and hypnosis at its core. So I look forward to sharing more information with you as we trudge the road to happy destiny. Until next time, Godspeed, and have a great day.